BBC News at 2 o'clock. The first deliveries of aid have been taken into Gaza since Israel imposed a blockade 2 weeks ago when Hamas launched an attack killing 1,400 people in Israel. The Israeli military has been bombing Gaza. Palestinian health officials there say that more than 4,000 people have died. It's believed 20 lorries are involved in the first aid convoy, which went via the Rafah checkpoint on the Egyptian border. The Foreign Secretary, James Cleverly, has said the aid is a lifeline for those suffering in Gaza, but that it can't be a one-off. He was speaking in Cairo, where leaders and foreign ministers from more than 20 countries have gathered to discuss the crisis. Mr. Cleverly urged countries to work together.
We are now all seeing on social media and in our communities how divisive and polarising the current situation has become. So we have a duty to work together to prevent instability from engulfing the region and claiming yet more lives.
Lebanon says it's drawn up emergency plans to protect civilians in case the country becomes embroiled in a full-scale conflict with Israel. There have been repeated and intensifying cross-border missile exchanges over the past week between Hezbollah fighters and Israeli forces. The Met Office says a red weather warning for rain in northeast Scotland will now be lifted at 6 o'clock this evening. It was previously in place until midnight. Prolonged heavy rain is, however, still expected across Angus and Aberdeenshire as Storm Babette continues to batter parts of the UK. 3 people have already died and about 13,000 homes are without power. Danger to life flood warnings have been issued in Llandilio in Powys and in Derbyshire. And a report from the Ukrainian authorities has suggested that vast amounts of military aid is not reaching the troops it's intended for. The country's defence ministry says it looked at receipts for some equipment and found that a third had gone missing. Entire vehicles had also failed to get to the front line. BBC News.
This is Radio 4.